There are many announcements in our bulletin, and I encourage you to read them and to be aware of the things that are going on in our life together. There's one announcement in particular that we're going to focus on, and I'd call upon our wardens to come up and share that announcement with us.
Good morning. As you know, we have approached the diocese for support given our financial situation here at St. George on Yonge. The bishop called a commission together to have conversations with the key leaders and to write a report with a recommendation. This was done over the summer, and the report was received first by the bishops, then our incumbent, and finally by the wardens. And shortly after that, the bishop made a recommendation to us. He recommended that we ask the diocese to place us under administration. The wardens have accepted Bishop Yu's recent recommendation that the leadership of St. George on Yonge request that St. George on Yonge be placed under diocesan administration. We have written to the bishop, and our request will now be taken to the diocesan executive and council in the next few weeks. What does this mean? An administrator will be appointed by the diocese to examine, oversee, and manage all the administration details here at St. George on Yonge. Once this happens, we will know better how the partnership will work. We thank you for your support and ask that it continue as together we move into the future. We are available to answer any questions as best as we can. Together, let's not lose sight of our faith that God is calling us into ministry here at Yonge and Churchill. By God's grace, we will continue to be that presence here that makes a difference to one another and to the community around us.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everyone, I think we need to take a moment to thank Max and Eileen and the other members of their leadership team. They worked tremendously hard on behalf of everyone here in St. George. They put in countless hours and sleepless nights, and they have made some very difficult decisions over the years, and they have done them in the best interest of everyone here, and I think we all need to let them know how much we appreciate it.
As the pastor of St. George on Yonge and as the spiritual leader, I also feel called and moved to say a few words. This is a response to a request that we made of the diocese for assistance of some kind in the midst of what we are going through. A diocesan administrator involves the appointment, as Eileen said, of an administrator who works alongside of parish leadership. One of the things that I think is very important to recognize that is that the commission recognized that there is very effective leadership here at St. George on Yonge, but that we have some things that are beyond our control and that we have exhausted the avenues which we have to deal with them. And so they see the leadership here as being viable and also having a significant contribution moving forward. The other thing that diocesan administration will open up for us are resources and experiences that we don't even know exist, but that the diocesan administrator will know. I want to tell you a very quick story of a parish in our own episcopal area that, like us, asked for diocesan administration as we did when they were in a time of need. It's the parish of St. Margaret in the Pines. They made the request for a diocesan administration, and they worked with a diocesan administrator for 2 years. And after that 2 years, they became a viable parish that now has the equivalent of 2 full-time staff people and is also the mother church for another congregation, the senior church, for another congregation, looking at how they can work together in their area. They're now self-sustaining, and they no longer are in need of that administration support. If you were to ask the members of that parish themselves and the clergy who have been there, they would say they couldn't have done that without the diocese as a partner and without the diocesan administrator who came in to assist them during that time. And I think the same will be true for us. I pray that together we will embrace what lies ahead with faith and with trust as we have had that faith and trust in the past. Because God's up to something in this place. God has been active here in the past. God is active here in this present moment, and God will be active and present into the future. I, along with Doug, want to thank the wardens and the other members of the executive. This decision was made in consultation with them, and it is a fine leadership team to work with, and I have considered myself very privileged to have the support and encouragement of this team, and so I too want to add my thanks to that of the parish. And I call us to prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for our parish church of St. George on Young, for all who have and all who continue to provide leadership here. We give thanks that we are part of a wider church, for our Diocese of Toronto and the resources that are available to us. In our present situation, guide the appointment of an administrator for St. George on Young. Help us to give thanks for their gifts, talents, and abilities. And with them, help us to discern how we can best continue in ministry, as you have called us to in this place, with faithfulness and with trust. As you have called us, so may you empower us, and so may you enable us to do your will, building up your kingdom to your honor and glory. And now, brothers and sisters in Christ, may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon each of you, those you love and those you serve, this day and always. Amen. Two things that I want to remind us of. I don't have it with me, so I'm not going to read it. But go back and read that second reading for this morning. The lectionary works, and it's words that we need to hear as a parish community because it reminds us of who we are and what we are about. And remember what Leonard preached about today, and that at the core of who we are is the mission of what God calls us to do. So maybe once it's on the website, go back and listen to it after reflecting on that announcement that we've just made, because it's the reminder of who we're called to be in the midst of this. Again, speak to the warden, speak to me if you have any questions, or if you would like to talk about what's going on, please do take the chance to come and speak with us. Our recessional hymn this morning is Now Let Us From This Table Rise.